We're speaking today to another sustaining sponsor of the National Agri-Marketing Association, and that is Osborne & Barr Paramore in St. Louis. With me is Account Supervisor for Agriculture, Dustin Johansson. Dustin, first of all, tell us a little bit about the products and services that OBP offers for specifically their agribusiness clients.
Yeah. As Osborne & Barr Paramore, excited to celebrate our 32nd year this year. And we pride ourselves in being a full service marketing and communications agency, working with our clients from strategic planning, campaign development, managing digital social media PR for our accounts, and really bring that full service capacity to our account base.
Well, 32 years of O&B, I'm sure this is probably the weirdest year that O&B has ever had, because the weirdest year anybody has ever had. So what ways has Osborne & Barr been able to help your clients during this situation between COVID and the ag market situation, which we had actually going into this year?
Yeah, that's for sure. We've had to really adjust our practices and adjust how we support our clients and how our clients, support their customers this year, especially. Back in March when all this started, a number of our clients reached out to us to help them, craft their message out to the marketplace, out to their customer base, and a lot of their internal communications as well, of how they would manage through COVID and how they would still support the businesses that they represent. So our creative team, our public relations team, worked really hard to help craft those messages and get those out to the marketplace to really position our clients in a good light in support of the industry. As we've expanded our experiential offerings, we quickly started to scenario plan for our clients who had upcoming in-person events and upcoming trade shows. So we were ahead of the curve to have those plans in place and ready in case those events did go virtual, which, as we know today, majority of them did. So we had our clients well prepared for that.
How do you think some of the techniques and innovations that you've been making here in the last few months to adapt to the COVID-19 restrictions, how do you think that might carry on even after this crisis sometime ends?
Well, I really think that organizations or companies that have transitioned from an in-person meeting or event to the virtual have seen the benefit of expanding their reach and their offering to a much larger audience. So that has been the positive of the virtual opportunity. I think as we hopefully get back to a normal scenario in the near future, where we can be in person again for those events, I do believe that you will see a virtual component added to all of the in-person events going forward, because it allows you to get much broader reach and more benefit for your customer base who can't potentially be there in person. I think we're all striving to get back to those in-person events as we all enjoy the networking opportunities, enjoy those personal contacts. So I don't think that will ever go away, but I do think they'll be enhanced with those virtual options.
Really good point. Well, of course, one of the meetings that's going virtual is the Agri-Marketing Conference. And tell us a little bit about why you support NAMA and then ultimately the Agri-Marketing Conference.
Well, I think as an industry in agriculture marketing, NAMA has always been a great organization to help build our team members in training and networking. So we want to make sure that we support the organization so we can continue to do that programming that benefits not only our organization employees, but also those businesses and industries within agriculture. NAMA is a great trade organization that helps bring both agency side and client side together to help improve and further our offerings and our specialties in agriculture marketing. And as we all know, as the days and age continue, as it's much more focused on the consumer, we all have to get better about how we message ourselves from an agriculture and food production standpoint to our consumer base.
Well, as you were talking about the difference between a virtual and an in-person meeting, and you mentioned we're all used to going to the agri-marketing conference and meeting with all of our friends and making new friends. This year is going to be a little bit different. But why do you think people should still participate in this virtual event, even though they might not be able to, get to see their friends?
Well, I think we can always, we're always in a continuous learning curve with our careers and our jobs. So, the NAMA Agri-Marketing Conference always brings in great speakers, always brings in great educational programming. So regardless if we're in person or virtual, I think it's always important to continue to improve our craft and improve our skills. And, this year still will maintain that great high level of panel discussions and key speakers around agriculture marketing.
How do you think your agency benefits from being a sustaining sponsor of NAMA? And what would you say to another company that might be considering being a sponsor of NAMA?
I think for other companies that are thinking about sponsoring and supporting NAMA, it's always important to support your trade industry, support your organizations, so that we can continue to have this world-class educational programming. Also, throughout the year with our regional events are important for all levels of employees throughout our organizations to get together and network and learn from each other and see how we can take those learnings and apply them to our businesses every day. As we know, agri-marketing world gets very small very fast, and so it's always great to support that key network of companies and organizations through the NAMA organization.
All right, Dustin, that's all the questions I have. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just look forward to everybody's participation this year from our virtual event. We're excited to showcase the best of NAMA awards virtually this year, and look forward to everybody's participation.
Thanks, Dustin. We'll look forward to seeing you virtually in this year's 2020 Virtual Agri-Marketing Conference.